Central Europe abounded in thriving Jewish communities for many centuries. They were frequently the target of official discrimination and had to try very hard to carve out their place in societies often hostile to their culture and religion. However, there are many examples of peaceful coexistence of the Jewish diaspora in the predominantly Catholic Czechia. One of them can be found in the heart of the Highlands region, and Vít Pohanka reports from there.
The Front Synagogue, which is also known as the Old School, stands in the western part of the ghetto.
The audio guide starts my tour of Třebíč. The Jewish quarter and nearby St. Procopius Basilica bear witness to the coexistence of and interchange of values between two different cultures, Jewish and Christian. That's what the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, states as one of the official reasons for including Třebíč in its World Heritage List. The other being that the Jewish quarter bears outstanding testimony to the different aspects of the life of this community. The audio guide is helpful, but I still prefer the voice of a living person, like Dasha Juráňová, who works at the local information center.
When was the kind of peak of the Jewish population in Třebíč? Was it the 17th century or later on?
Yeah, 17th century, 18th century.
Are we talking of thousands of people or hundreds of people?
We are talking about 1,300, 600 Jewish people. It was a good place to settle down and to live here, and it was nearby the river, and it was a Benedictine monastery.
The word about the peaceful and relatively tolerant welcome the town of Třebíč gave to Jewish people must have spread far and wide. It drew newcomers not only from cities like Brno, the regional center of Moravia in eastern part of Czechia, or Vienna, the capital of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. Jewish people came from places much farther away.
Many people came here from Poland, from Ukraine, and
Eastern Europe, basically.
Yeah.
When we talk about the 17th century, what would life look like in the Jewish quarter?
Jewish people were living in ghetto, and many of them lived in one house, shared the room, and had to live here for quite many years. Ghetto was actually a village where many crafts, because it worked like a village with butchers and many others. So it was a village
kind of self-sustaining, to have the crafts here.
Yeah.
So what was the development of the Jewish population? We mentioned the peak, roughly 1,500 people.
The official duty to stay and live in ghetto lasted until 1850s. Since then, Jewish people started to move out for better business, better living conditions, to bigger towns like Brno, Vienna, Prague. Part of them stayed in Třebíč, and those moved to the town center and opened their crafts and shops. Part of them stayed here in Jewish quarter. So the population was smaller and smaller. And at the beginning of the Second World War, we had only approximately 300 Jewish people who lived here.
Kind of sad question. How many of them returned after the war?
It was only about 20 people. Because two big transports with Jewish people from Třebíč and from the surrounding were set from the train station, and it was about 1,371 persons, and from them survived only 61.
Do you get a lot of visitors, I don't know, from Israel?
Many from the United States and from Israel too.
I mean, this is for radio listeners, so they don't see it. If you were to describe to someone who's never been here, what are the main attractions, particularly about the Jewish quarter? You know, why come here? What to be interested in?
I would say the two synagogues and the narrow streets you have to walk, and the houses closely built to each other. And
typical sort of architecture that we would imagine in a what used to be a ghetto.
What I would always say to my friends when they come here, like, you must walk through the Jewish quarter. It's very hard to describe. You must see it, you must feel it.
We are joined by Denisa Hajková, who works for the town hall. She spent many years in the United States and often has friends as visitors. So she knows exactly what to recommend to outsiders who want to experience Třebíč.
So if you walk through the little streets here, you can see how the houses were built. You can see them, you know, tall with the little shop that used to be on the bottom and with the house that was upstairs. And then you can see another house that is built right across this house and another house that's behind with the small yard. And you really must come here and see it. It's very hard to describe.
Who lives here today? Because I see, I mean, the houses are privately owned, obviously.
Most of the houses is privately owned these days. And because it's protected by UNESCO, people have to, whatever they do, it's under certain restrictions. So we try to keep the quarter look nice. But you can see that many houses really look pretty. And not just the private people, but also small companies and little cafes and restaurants and galleries are based here. If you look on your right side, it is actually total maybe 3-4 houses, Jewish houses, together. Now there is a hotel here, and the reconstruction was done very sensitive, and it copies the structure of the buildings. So you can see, you know, lower building, then behind there is another building that is higher going across. On the other side there is another building, you know, that was built across. And even if you walk inside of the hotel, some of the rooms are, you know, like on the first floor, then you have a room that is in the middle of the floor. And so many people who live here or have the company here try to protect it so it looks...
The unique kind of style. It's not kind of just square. It's kind of slightly crooked, but in an interesting and livable way.
Yeah. Right here you can see another narrow street with the typical balconies, you know, little lights here, little gardens. And this is what you must walk through.
It seems to me now that we are right in the heart of the Jewish quarter.
Yes, exactly. That's correct. That's right. We are standing right in the middle of the small square in the Jewish quarter. And on your left side, you can see the building of the rear synagogue. And right next to it, in one of the buildings, you can find a tourist information center where you can, you know, get all the information about the Jewish history. And right next to the information center, I would like to also mention there is a small gallery and there is a memorial hall of Mr. Antonín Kalina. This is another famous native of Třebíč who actually saved almost 900 Jewish boys at the concentration camp during the Second World War. So it's very closely, you know, attached to the history of the Třebíč and of the Třebíč Jewish quarter.
Charming as a walk around the Jewish quarter of Třebíč is, it wouldn't do justice to the town to stay only there. For kind of juxtaposed to its crooked cobbled streets is an imposing edifice of the Basilica of St. Procopius. Here you get a different perspective of the rich history of this town, the Christian side of it.
Now we are standing inside of Basilica. Why is this building so important? Is due to its architecture. Right when we walked in, you could see a portal. And inside, it's mainly due to the arches that you can see inside of the whole building and especially in front of the Basilica.
And I don't know whether we mentioned that. This is a Romanesque style, no?
It is a Romanesque Gothic style.
like Gothic style, so it's kind of mixed.
Yes, that's why it's kind of special. I would say that the visitors should walk through the church, through the basilica, and they should feel the atmosphere. They should look around, and they, when they come here, most of the time they say it's very specific place where they can feel the old age and the special building and everything.
Kind of breathe his history, doesn't
it? Yes, exactly. You said it.
But don't get the wrong picture. This town is not just about the past.
Town of Třebíč is pretty much known by the UNESCO monuments, but it's not, you know, just an old town. We have about 36,000 inhabitants, and it's a center of culture and economic life of the Vysočina region. It's the second largest town in the region, and I would say you can find anything you wish to do here in Třebíč. We do have historical monuments, people can find many culture events here. There are students that they can attend, you know, elementary school. We have 7 secondary school. There's also private college. So there's many things to do and see.
What about people who are interested in local art, stuff like that?
Třebíč is very proud that one of the local people who actually lives in France lately, it's Mr. Franta, donated to town of Třebíč his art, and you can find directly at the Charles Square, you can find a gallery, and you can see his artwork, you know, because this painting, it's amazing, and it shows his lifetime history and his arts and everything, so I would recommend that. It's very specific because his paintings, and you can find in galleries all over the world, in France, in New York, and we are very proud to have some of his arts here.
To sum it up,
doesn't matter what age are you, you know, you can find many activities here during the full year, and there are many other places that you can visit during your stay. I would recommend the Charles Square with the painted house and exposition Franta, Town Tower with the beautiful lookout. And while you are here, please try, you know, little restaurants, enjoy local meals and drinks at the cafes, and definitely feel the atmosphere of the narrow streets of Jewish Quarter and the whole town. So please welcome and come to visit us anytime.
Says Denisa Hajková of the Třebíč Town Hall. So there is plenty to do and see in this charming town in the Czech Moravian Highlands. Whether you are interested in the history of this part of Europe, local arts or restaurants, it has a lot to offer and is an ideal tip for a day trip from Brno, Prague or Vienna. From Třebíč, Vít Pohanka, Radio Prague.